Game on.
Game on.
2FM.
Yeah, you're very welcome back. Of course, it is transfer deadline day, and Eamon Dunphy joins me after another pretty interesting weekend in the Premier League as well. You're very welcome, Eamon.
Hiya, Hugh.
I'm good. Listen, we'll get back to the Premier League in just a minute, because I was reading your column in the Star today, and I want to ask you about Mark Noble. What are your thoughts on Mark Noble potentially playing for the Republic of Ireland?
I think he'd be great. He's a good player. A very experienced, 27. Always gives a lot. It would bring something to our team, certainly to the squad, and I think to the team. And you know, all over the world. I mean, Diego Costa, for example, is a Brazilian, but he became a naturalized Spaniard 2 years ago to play for Spain. So everybody does it. He doesn't seem, you know, enthusiastic, but he's a good pro, Mark Noble. And once he pulled his shirt on, he would play. So, you know, I think I'd welcome it. We've always, you know, Jack Charlton started really exploring this. We got great players. Mark Lawrenson was, I think, one of the early ones. Shea Brennan before that. And then we got Ray Houghton, John Aldridge. So I think the rule is there. It's made by FIFA, and we should take advantage of it.
But this guy doesn't want to play for us. I mean, anybody who needs to hum and haw over it for as long as he has done, is that not an insult to the jersey and to the fans and to everyone involved?
I don't think it is, Hugh. I think he's a professional. He regards himself as qualified for England. And of course, he is qualified for England. He's born there. But he's direct. His grandparents were Irish. So there's a direct connection. It's not sort of tenuous or, you know, contrived. Naturally, playing for England was a big dream for him. He's been ignored. And playing for Ireland is an alternative. I'm not a big one for nationalism and all of that stuff. You know, if he qualifies to play for Ireland, I've seen him play for a long, long time. He's a very committed, very professional player, and he's played for West Ham through some bad times. So I would have absolutely no problem at all. Other people may feel they want to wave tricolours, but I don't see the game like that. And, you know, I noted some comments by Roy Keane historically, not in relation to Mark Noble, about people who qualify who weren't born here. I don't agree with it. I think if you have Irish blood in you, and particularly when it's, you know, as in this case, grandparents were forced to emigrate, I think you're entitled to play for Ireland. You're entitled to decide not to. But, you know, these are the children of immigrants, people who are forced to leave the country in bad times. And I think it's actually one of the great things. So many people are leaving the country now, being forced to leave the country. Are we saying that their children or grandchildren shouldn't want to play or shouldn't be able to play for us at some stage in the future? So I don't go along with that sort of idea. I think, you know, the Irish soccer team is a professional team. You look at rugby, there's guys who qualified for Ireland, for Ireland now, in this golden era for rugby. Do we complain?
Yeah, I suppose those guys are living and playing in Ireland, though, as well, and they really want to be part of the national setup. This guy doesn't seem to give two fiddlers whether he does or doesn't. And I suppose if you're another Republic of Ireland soccer international in that squad training to try and get on the team and can't, and this guy comes in and says, oh, I don't really want to be here, but you know what, England don't want me, so I might as well. Can you see how that would be divisive?
No, I don't agree with you, Hugh. I mean, for example, we have New Zealanders who have qualified to play for Ireland. If they could have played for the All Blacks, they would have. I don't resent them anyway. I mean, everyone's entitled to their point of view on this. But I really think I actually admire him for not pretending, you know, to be a super patriot or anything like that. We're playing professional soccer. It's an entertainment business. Irish fans, who I love, I mean, they go everywhere. They spend fortunes following the Irish team. they really, you know, are great credit to us when they travel away, as they did to European Championships, and we get hammered.
Yeah.
You know, and anyone who wants to contribute to that, you know, and I also have great respect for Martin O'Neill. I think he's very enthusiastic to get this guy. Not stupidly so, but he wants him. He wants players. He wants good players. He wants Premier League players.
Hmm.
So I'm for it.
Yeah, let's listen to what Martin O'Neill had to say on this.
I haven't seen the interview, but I've been told about it. I think it's like anything else. I think that John O'Shea might have made a comment today, which I would wholeheartedly agree with. I think you have to show, you have to want to play. You know, you want to play for the country, and if that's the case, then the encouragement would be there. But if, you know, at some stage or another, if you're indecisive about something, well, I'm not so sure that that augurs brilliantly for stuff. Now, if Martin Noble decides that that England isn't for him, then and really genuinely wants to play, then well, I will have a look at it, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's basically, I think he's basically saying, look, I want this guy and we're actively pursuing him, and I give him a certain amount of time, which I think is reasonable. And if in that time he still doesn't want to play for us, then fine, off you go. But he's given the option, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it's, I think you should take all the emotion out of it. Is he qualified? Yes, is the answer.
Hmm.
And, you know, for example, if you want to go back to one of the great players, Alfredo Di Stefano, he played for Spain, you know.
Yeah,
he was an Argentinian, but he became naturalized. Puskas was Hungarian, you know. He became a naturalized Spaniard. So there's a long history, and the current rules for FIFA are very flexible in that regard. It's not as if we're looking at. I mean, Tony Cascarino, by all accounts, and Paul Kimmich wrote a wonderful book with Cascarino, one of the classic soccer books. I mean, Cascarino admitted that he wasn't qualified at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, it didn't sort of spoil Italia 90. Maybe the way he played did, but it wasn't. I think that's, I mean, Martin Noble's not in that position. His grandparents left Ireland. One assumes, perhaps, that rightly or wrongly, that they were forced by economic factors to be, you know, emigrants. And I always think we should keep that door open for the Irish people who have, you know, had to go away and leave this place. I don't believe in waving tricolours. Soccer is a professional sport. People do what's right for themselves. And I know this particular guy is 110% every time he pulls on a West Ham shirt. And, you know, that hasn't always been easy.
Oh, yeah, he scored at the weekend, I think. Frank in Dublin has texted in to say, Noble played 20 times for England under 21s. It's a joke. And there are going to be fans out there who would be very nationalised and nationalistic and just and have that opinion. And yeah, I'm kind of in between. I think if he wants to play, great. And Martin O'Neill obviously wants to get the best players available to him. And as you mentioned, he's not going to be sentimental about that. But if he doesn't want to play, I think he has a window of opportunity. And if he still doesn't want to play, good luck.
Well, you'd be a bit more hardline than me and Martin. I actually think I prefer someone like Mark Noble who gives honest answers to straight questions than some fanny merchant who says that it's always been his greatest desire and all that old rubbish, you know? I think I'm fine with him. Sometimes you think, okay, well, he's so shall we say, he's indifferent about playing for Ireland. And he was open in his admission and his ambition that he always wanted to play for England. 27 doesn't look like it's going to happen. Now, if he wants to play for Ireland, and I don't say that just because, you know, we need quality players, which of course we do. I say that because I consider someone whose grandparents are Irish to be kith and kin with me, because there, but for the grace of God, go I or my children. I was in England for 17 years. I don't think my children were born in England, at least my son was. I don't think he's any less an Irish person than anyone else, so I'd be cool about it. And I think he's a good player as well. I mean, I think he'd bring a lot to the team.
What do you think of Shea Given's call-up to the squad? Can he still do a job for Ireland?
I wouldn't be so convinced about that, Hugh, because every player needs first-team football. Goalkeepers in particular need, you know, to be sharp mentally, And I think I'd have my doubts about Shea's sharpness. It's a long, long time since he was at Manchester City playing regularly in the Premier League. So he spent an awful lot of time on benches, and I would not be sure about that at all. But again, I respect the coach if he feels it's necessary, and I think that maybe, you know, they don't feel that they're that well off for goalkeepers. But I would certainly be sceptical that Shea is anything like the keeper he used to be, and he was a great keeper.
I mean, Martin O'Neill has said he has made no promises whatsoever, but you'd imagine that in order for Shea Given to come out of retirement, that he must have got some assurances that, look, if you come out, you're going to be involved.
Well, Roy Keane is at Villa, so he must be watching Given in training. And if he's working hard in training, if he's shaping well, because it is important for a keeper to work hard all the time. Every day, you've got to be working with the goalkeeper's coach. And if he's sharp and well, he certainly has good character. He'll bring a lot to the dressing room in terms of experience. He's not a bad lad to have around the place. So I just would have a concern that he just, at 38, is not going to get any sharper. And it's one position where you need to be razor sharp mentally. And it's the mental side of it rather than the physical side I'd worry about.
You mentioned Roy Keane and Aston Villa. 7 points out of nine now. I mean, completely different already to the start they had last season. Is that down to him, Eamon?
Well, Paul Lambert, their manager, is very good. I think he's a really good manager. He's been, the club's up for sale. He's been denied access to money to buy players. Benteke, one of their, you know, top goal scorers, has been injured for a long time now. I like Paul Lambert. I think he'll do the best he can with the squad he has, and the best that really Paul can do. If he got them top half of the table, you know, that would be a very, very good result. I'm not so sure what Keane brings to that party, because I simply have no insider knowledge. But I do think about Keane, what I do think is that he's hungry. He has attitude. I think young guys in particular, in the Trapattoni, Tardelli era, they were going to places like Germany and playing stronger nations. The European Championship's a good example. And, you know, we were waving the white flag before we ever got on the plane. There'd be none of that with Roy Keane and Martin O'Neill. When we go and play Germany in Gelsenkirchen in the autumn, I think they'll be going there to get a result.
Yeah.
And they'll mean to get a result. I think that will transmit itself to the players, and that will change attitudes. It will change the performance for the better. And that's what I think Roy Keane would bring to any situation he's in. I've great faith in Martin O'Neill. I admire him as a person. He's a strong, knowledgeable coach with a huge CV and a huge track record. So I'd be sort of... And also for Paul Lambert, I've great respect for Paul. He won the Champions League medal. You know, he's been around. He played in Germany. Very, very good player. And he did a great job at Norwich. So I would say if Keane's good enough for him and good enough for Martin, he's good enough for me.
For my sins, I'm a bit of a long-suffering Aston Villa fan. It goes back to Paul McGrath, my childhood obsession with Paul McGrath. And there was a lot of Irish in the club at the time when I was a kid. But it's not too often I have the bragging rights over my brothers who are United fans, Eamon. But another miserable draw at Burnley last weekend. Louis van Gaal is obviously trying to implement a new system. Does he just need a lot of time to make the players feel comfortable with that?
No, he needs some players. I mean, Paul's goals, who I think is a very good addition to the commentariat. Paul said he needed six, and I'd agree with that. Now, it looks like they've got Falcao on loan, and that's one. But they need a couple of top-class defenders. They need a couple of top-class midfield players before they're really going to be competitive with better teams. Getting Falcao, if he's fit, he's had a serious injury, a cruciate ligament injury. He's 28. He's an animal. I mean that in a good way. Goal-scoring machine in every aspect of his game, holding the ball up, skills, making goals, scoring goals. He's a real, real top player. And Falcao, at his best, is a huge acquisition for United. But it's still not going to solve the problem of the back three with Evans, Blackett and Jones, and Ashley Young playing left back, and Valencia playing right back.
Mm.
They're going to get killed when they play the good teams. Now, that is something that they have to address. If they can't address it before 11 o'clock tonight, then they're going to suffer, no matter who's playing up front. And they say, or there's speculation, that they're going to play Rooney in midfield, Falcao and Van Persie up front. Now, that's a big transition for Wayne Rooney. Some people, like John Giles, I know, thinks he can make that transition successfully. I'm not so sure. I think you need a different skill set.
Yeah.
At 28 years of age, it's a big change for Rooney. I'm a huge fan of Rooney's. But a midfield player is much, much different to a deep-lying centre-forward. And whether he can go box-to-box, whether he can adjust in a short period of time to the skill set required to be a top midfield player in the Premier League, I'm not so sure. I mean, the classic example is Fabregas, say, at Chelsea. You know, a real good midfield, Xavi, Iniesta. Can Rooney acquire that mindset, that skill set? That's an interesting question. The answer may be yes. They often say about great players, they can play anywhere, you know. I think in Premier League context, Rooney has been a great player, if not, you know, at international level. But I think it's an interesting development. And I would say Manchester United fans can be well pleased. If Falcao is fit, he's a serious proposition for any defence.
A couple of texts in for you, Eamon. John in Dublin says, bang on, Eamon. Noble is a real trier, and if his name was O'Reilly, you wouldn't be having this silly discussion. Someone else says, on Shay Given is still Ireland's best goalkeeper. It's if he's not the class act that he was 3 or 4 years ago, Mark Noble, James McCarthy, Wes Hoolan in the midfield, McGeady and Coleman on the wings too, and Keenan Long up front, and a three-man central defence of O'Shea, Wilson and someone else is a pretty good team. Yeah, I mean, there seems to be, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, because there, I have seen opinion saying that, you know, Noble should make up his mind. If he doesn't want to play for Ireland, he's not welcome.
Yeah.
But most of this text here is supporting Mark Noble playing for Ireland.
Yeah, I think anyone who watches the Premier League has watched Mark Noble over his career. First of all, one of the great things is that, you know, he's played in some pretty bad West Ham teams, and there have been loads of them.
Yeah.
And he's always given 100%. He's the last guy to stop running, to stop trying, and, you know, he really puts a shift in every time he plays, which, you know, proves to me that he's a good pro. And that's all you really need. If he makes a commitment, he'll honour it. If he puts on a green shirt, I've no doubt that he will improve the side. And I've no doubt that he would be committed as a professional, you know, player would be. And there are, as we know, lots of examples in rugby, for example, at the moment, of players who have actually become naturalised Irish men with no family connection to the country.
Mm.
So I think that debate, of course everyone's entitled to an opinion, but I think they should just, let's see what happens. And I hope he comes.
Ajax have just confirmed on Twitter that Blind has signed for United, so that's another one down, and I expect we could see another two or three before the end of tonight. Shay Given should not have played at the last Euros as he was injured. It's too late for him now. Gave great service, but has not been playing enough. Yeah,
I strongly agree with that, Hugh.
Mm.
I don't think he was fit.
Yeah, yeah. And that explains a few things.
And also the person who said he is a top-class player, keeper, we don't know. We haven't seen him for 3 or 4 years.
Mm.
We don't know what he is at the moment.
Yeah.
Except that he's 38.
Just a quick word on Liverpool before we go, Eamon. Very comfortable. And, you know, it struck me that watching Mario Balotelli run around like a Duracell bunny, he's actually quite willing to work hard to get into Brendan Rodgers' team and keep his place there.
Yes, I thought they were hugely impressive, Liverpool. And I was for the Balotelli thing because I think it's cost-free in many ways. And I have great respect for Brendan Rodgers. Hello?
Yep, sorry.
I've great respect for Rodgers, and I watched the match very closely, and I thought Balotelli behaved himself.
Mm.
I think he will. I hope he will. And they've a good... they seem to have a good team spirit and good ethic.
Your man Sterling is brilliant to watch as well. I mean,
yeah,
when he's
is.
On the ball.
Yeah, no, and Sturridge. And where Gerrard is playing at the moment is really good. They didn't concede a goal yesterday, which is very, very good. I thought they were a little bit unlucky against City in that it was an error around 40 minutes into the game that gave City their start. I thought until that point, Liverpool had been the slightly the better team. So I think Liverpool will be a top four side. I like their coach, and I hope Balotelli works out for them.
Okay, brilliant stuff as always, Eamon. Thanks for your time.
Okay, my pleasure.
Get your game face on. Game on 2FM.